It is Locked On Jazz for the 4th of May. Jordan, episode 5 and 6. What does it say about teammates? MGM Grand, Disney, both bidding for sports seasons. Does that help us get started? Best games of all time? Well, we're going to the best game of all time. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan. Today's edition of Locked On Jazz is brought to you by Built Bar, a Utah company that is changing the way you're going to think about energy and protein bars. With amazing taste, great macros, it's Built Bar. Use Locked On at checkout for $10 off a box. Before we get started today, we have a community, right? We have the Locked On Jazz community. We have a Jazz community. We have a Twitter community. There's certain people who I actually just feel like I know, who I feel like I'm either through social networking or whatever, I happen to follow them or pick up on kind of what's going on with their lives or occasionally communicate with them. I want to send a shout out to Morgan. She's been a huge Jazz fan. Occasionally we see her on the road. Maybe once, I think actually we've seen her on the road. But she's just really active, always out there, hugely supportive of everything we do with Locked On Jazz. Great Jazz fan, and I saw she tweeted out that she got engaged over the weekend. So congratulations to Morgan and her soon-to-be husband, all part of the Jazz community. So that is our daily devoir for the day. Hope that that and Joe Ingles tweet at Donovan Mitchell that about if he, you know, having a little fun with all the news that's out there all the time. I tell you, the moral of the story for Donovan and Rudy is don't ever become the lead story in the country when there are no sports going on, because then the story will never, ever, ever die. That I think is that should be the moral of the story. There's just nothing else out there right now, and so the story just will not go away. And if we'd had a regular sports season, there'd be 27 different things have happened. So Joe Ingles had some fun with it. That would be our other daily devoir. All right. Last night we had Jordan episode 5 and 6. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on, the possibility of, you know, bubble play and, the greatest game in Jazz history. So we continue our greatest games series third segment today. And of course we'll go to the greatest game in Jazz history. So I thought that last night's episode brings up an interesting discussion. We have this fantasy vision of what we think a teammate is supposed to be. We love to talk about the camaraderie of teammates, the togetherness of teammates, and all. It is so abundantly clear to me, watching 6 episodes of the Jordan, that like his teammates don't like him at all. And there's really nothing to like. And I'm not sure he likes his teammates. Kobe was like notoriously the worst teammate ever. 5 rings. Jordan, 6 rings. Like, it makes me wonder. Like, it makes me think that, frankly, all of our media stuff is a lot of BS. Or like a lot of feel-good stuff that just, it's just garbage. Like, what is our, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to express this correctly. But like when we talk about our teams, I know we want them to be good guys and good citizens. I got that. That's a different discussion. But it's so abundantly clear to me. Like if you listen to Will Perdue, he's subtle about it and he's really bright and he's able to say it in a way that's not critical. But even if you go back 2 episodes ago when he talks about Jordan crying and they're like, oh, we didn't know he actually had that emotion. Like that's a pretty telling comment. And it was a pretty telling like the Jordan rules book comes out of the fact that his teammates are so tired of dealing with him that they actually start to leak to the media about what an incredible pain he is. And the other one I would point out is like, notice that he's playing like his relationship with Randy Brown is that Randy Brown has to come get a ticket from him. So he's dominant. He's playing the betting games in his separate room with the security guards. Like he does not have a relationship with these people. he views every teammate in his life as a vehicle to his greatness, and that's their value. So he likes Scotty because Scotty was a vehicle to his greatness. Bill Cartwright, he told him he couldn't pass him the ball during the clutch. Like, there's no egalitarian, help guys out, make everybody else better. No, it's about Michael winning. It makes me wonder a little bit what we're all, when we talk about teammates and togetherness and what we're really talking about. Like, what is the goal here? The goal is to do what Jordan did. And he did it by being a complete and utter and total asshole at all times. Like, think about this documentary as you watch it. It's done with his cooperation. I think it's fabulous. It's beginning to remind me of the Lance Armstrong book. Lance Armstrong's the only person who wrote an autobiography, and when you were done reading it, you thought he was a jerk. Like, that's hard to do. It's hard to write everything in a book out of your own perspective and have you look like a jerk at the end of it. It takes a real skill. In fact, if you look at Jordan, everything in his life is simply a vehicle for him, for his success. Whether it's a trip to Atlantic City that he absurdly justifies because he needs to get away, whatever it is. I mean, to say he didn't have a gambling problem is insane, right? Like, okay, it's fine. He's got a gambling problem. Like, his personality might be a competitive problem. As he says, it's also a gamble. That's fine. Like, that's who he is. I mean, it's a really incredible look at who he is, particularly when you realize it's done with his cooperation. I mean, the way MJ did Isaiah is brutal. But Isaiah was not a vehicle to Jordan's greatness. So Isaiah got left on the wayside and didn't get the Olympic experience. Like, that's very clear. There's no relationships here. You're playing cards with him, you're golfing with him, or you're competing with him to beat someone as long as you're helpful to him. There's no relationships anywhere in this at all. I mean, the only somewhat relationship he seems to have is with Nike. This, like, which isn't actually a human. It's like an entity. He's got loyalty to that. But he doesn't have a relationship with like he's killing Krause in this crazy way. He's mad at Dan Marley. He's mad at like, it's insanity. It's what makes him great. It what's probably made him one of the worst teammates ever. Same thing it was with Kobe. We did a whole thing on this on Locked On NBA last night. We did a postgame show with five different members of the staff, of the Locked On staff. It's a pretty good episode if you want to grab it at Locked On NBA. I mean, to the point of this, everything in his life is a vehicle for him and nobody else, to me personally, is the 1990 Senate campaign. I was working in the United States Senate in 1990 for Senator Tim Worth out of Colorado, and we went and worked on the Harvey Gantt campaign, and the need for Michael Jordan to come out and support an African-American Senate candidate to become the first African-American Southern senator since segregation against a white supremacist in Jesse Helms, or at least an anti-segregationist, depending on what you, or pro-segregationist, depending on how you want to feel. For him to not ever come out, despite the fact his mother is asking him to, is a pretty incredible moment. Like, it, we don't have the context. That got just pushed off. 30 years later, we don't have the context of that. We've had an African-American president. In 1990, the idea that that Jesse Helms could be uprooted and the fact that it could be an African-American senator out of North Carolina was a massive national story. And Michael Jordan held the pin to be able to push it over the edge and didn't do it. And didn't do it. Because it didn't help his personal vehicle for his greatness. That's all he's about. So, like, what do we want out of teammates? Oh, he's selfish. Oh, all right, great. The great ones are. He's a jerk. The great ones are. He's an a-hole. The great ones are. Like, maybe that's just the reality. Deal with it. Oh, he's the greatest, best person ever. Oh, well, okay. Like, maybe Tim Duncan's the exception on this rule. But, like, you run through most of the guys who have won titles. Maybe LeBron's a little bit of the exception on this rule. I don't know. We'll find out over time. Guys seem to like to play with LeBron. Kevin Garnett? That whole Boston situation, not so good with Rajon Rondo, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen. I don't have a feeling that Kevin Garnett was real interested in you unless you were helping him to his greatness, from every story I've read. I mean, it sounds like he was the most demanding teammate of all time who pulled the most out of people, but still the same thing. What are you asking for? To me, it's a pretty interesting discussion because I think we live in a fantasy land on it. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not dismissing the landscape of the Harvey Gantt situation and how difficult that would have been for Jordan. It just would have been a monumental cultural moment in the history of the United States of America, and he bypassed. Now, I got it. Craig Hodges, who's not Michael Jordan, who had a lot less power, goes to the White House a year later, hands a note to President Bush, and gets blackballed from the NBA and never allowed to play again. Tom Ziller does a great job pointing that out today. So it was a difficult climate for which somebody, you speak out, you might end up, but Michael Jordan's not going to have that problem. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a Utah company. Have you tried Built Bar yet? If you have not heard of Built Bar, this is going to make you happy. Built Bar is rebuilding what we think of energy bars and proteins bar with amazing taste and incredible health. Great macros, as they call them, the numbers on it, but the taste is amazing. Yesterday, playing golf, I had the mint chocolate cream, the mocha chocolate cream, two other flavors that have come back. They're original Built Bars, which are nut, bunch of them are nut-free, and the nut-free ones are done in a nut-free facility. I love that because I'm a nut allergy guy. Double chocolate mousse, mint brownie delight. It almost has a marshmallow feel to it. It's almost like a candy bar. Incredible flavors, amazing taste. And then when you look at it, the one I had yesterday was the mint chocolate cream. 110 calories, 15 grams of protein, and 4 grams of sugar. Compare that to the leading men's bar out there. Instead of 250 calories, you get 110. That's good. Instead of 38 carbs, you're getting 5. Instead of 21 grams of sugar, you're getting 4. It's and protein, you're getting about 5 grams more. It's Built Bar. Utah company out of Spanish Fork, I think it is, or maybe American Fork. They're doing great. No, out of Spanish Fork. Doing amazing stuff, changing the taste of protein and health bars. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You get $10 off your first box. And I love the way they do it. You can build your own, or you just get a mixed box of 18 bars with 15 flavors to try them all. Or you can mix and match your favorite flavors and put them into your own box. It's BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON. Murdoch Chevy is doing everything they can for you in this time of need to make sure that you get a safe experience. I was with Blake Murdoch this weekend. We played a little golf over at Wasatch Mountain. Not only is he just the nicest guy in the world, even he and I were trading cars. There he puts on his gloves. He's sanitizing the whole thing for me. He's doing like this incredible effort just between, but that's the level that Murdoch's going. It's the Murdoch Sure program. Murdoch Sure is going to let you do all your shopping online for you. They'll bring the car to you, as Blake did for me. Now, we also played golf because we like each other. Well, I like him. I don't know if he likes me. And you can test drive. You can test drive it there. They'll bring it, the car, to you. You find out. Transparent, convenient, and wow is the goal here. Find the car online. Get all the pricing done. They bring it to you. They do the test drive. And then the deals are amazing. First off, if you are a frontline worker, Chevy's got special deals for you. You're now eligible for the healthcare professionals to get GM's first responder discount. That's going on now until June 30th, so make sure you go grab that. There's an incredible lineup of cars. If nothing else, get that Corvette convertible. I've driven the Equinox. I loved it. The Blazer was one of my favorites, and the truck line of the Silverado as well as the Colorado are all first class. 0% APR for 84 months. And deferred monthly payments for 120 days when you finance GM on most Equinox 2019-2020 models. It's all at Murdoch Chevy in Woods Cross. Are we going to get back to playing basketball? Oh, wait, one other note on the Jordan documentary. That peek into his life.
2.8 tenths of a second.
That peek into his life, into the hotel, when he is absolutely isolated, is a pretty good vision into what happens to these guys. It really is a pretty good insight into, as you get famous, what happens to these players. Even today, maybe more so, they can't go out to a bar. They can go to dinner as a group, but they can't go out to a bar. They can't go to a bunch of places. Jordan's obviously bigger than any of them and in Instagram, but even the Instagram Twitter world today makes it a little bit more difficult for them, I think, than ever before to be able to do the things that a normal person would do. I thought that was, to me, that was one of the most telling moments of the whole thing, was the peek into the life in the hotel, just how worn out he is, how difficult the world is for him. And it actually, when he'll go and play baseball here shortly, that actually makes some sense, right? Like, that actually gets him back to, like, being with people, getting out of it. And maybe he's perfectly aware that he has no personal relationship anywhere along the way either. I mean, maybe that's, you know, equally as much of what you're seeing there. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. All right, so it sounds as though the MGM Grand in Vegas and their collection of hotels is making a big push to the NBA, WNBA, NHL, all sorts of different sports leagues to try to get leagues in the bubble in Vegas have it done, you know, coronavirus fan free there. Also, the possibility of Disney getting the games seems to be increasing in Orlando. Now, Disney's in some real financial difficulties right now with their parks being closed. So this might be a great, great way for Disney to be able to find a way to be able to, you know, amp up the business by putting the NBA and getting some business out of a park where they may have a really hard time opening up, and, you know, somewhat except for the MGM Grand. The importance of this is toward the optimism I have toward us playing again, which, you know, there's a but statement on the end of my optimism of us finishing the season, is we do have people in line trying to make it work, right? So you've got the league wants, like, all the hurdle, like, I don't know if it's possible. And I do think the biggest thing is, like, what do we do when someone tests positive again? We got to have a policy of how we're reacting to that. And do we have to have tests for every person every day? Like, that's outrageous, and maybe that's the deal breaker. But from every other standpoint, of the things that are controlled in this process, so the league trying to figure out how to do it, that's there. Players' willingness, I think that's there too. I do. A site willing to try to put it on and make the extra effort to put on and build the kind of player quarantine, that's clearly there. We now have two sides bidding for it. So all of the pieces of the puzzle are lined up to make it be able to work and make it be able to come together. And I think that is maybe the most exciting aspect or the most positive. Now we got to figure out policies. We got to figure out whether we can get enough tests. There's a lot of logistics. I will admit that, I'm pretty optimistic. And yet every time I start to get that optimistic about it, then there's something that comes up and I'm like, man, that is just going to be tough. I mean, it is not easy. We're talking about a fairly monumental task to try to get this done. But I have a feeling that the league can probably get it done. And I'm still optimistic on it. And all the important pieces, team, player, location, they're there. Now you got to figure out the policies on all of it. Greatest games in franchise history is the theme on Locked On this week on the Locked On Podcast Network. And we got to start here. For this week, we're going to start with the best of them all.
2.8 tenths of a second. We're tied at 100. Game 6 on the line here. Russell to Stockton. Stock for 3. Stock got it. Unbelievable. John Stockton. John Stockton. It's over. The Jazz win it. We're on our way to the World Championship.
Got a great look at it. They ran a stack out of it. He went inside, stepped back out in the shot. He had plenty of time to catch a good look. Made one heck of a shot.
They'll look more at that and continue as we continue through on Locked On Jazz today. As we continue and fire up the with the Jazz best games in franchise history. It's all coming up as we continue on Locked On Jazz. Today's show is brought to you in part by Crown Ogden, Crown Trophy in Ogden. Now, Crown Trophy is the largest awards franchise in America, but what is going on with Matt and Crown Trophy in Ogden is so much more than just trophies. They do awards and recognition business, and when Matt talks about it, it's cool. He's like, imagine a world where everyone's ecstatic about what they get. We represent the best things in people's lives. We do a lot of awards, and they're really cool, and we personalize. But he also has all sorts of other aspects of his business that he's built up. So, sure, he's got this the trophies and the awards and the recognition and rubber stamps, and then he does great glassware and barware to recognize people's moments. He specializes in lasers, so engraving for machine parts, medical devices, aerospace items, traceable or markings, anything you need, guns, pocket knife, tumbler, Yeti mugs, engraving. They do it all, and they do it well. They have a 95% customer retention rate because they just do amazing work. And more often, he says, people come in and realize all the other things we can do for them. One of the coolest things they're doing right now are clips, personalized clips for healthcare professionals. So if you have a healthcare professional in your life, they're doing clips. If you've heard, the mask can get really tight on their face and create these kind of, you know, indentations. And so they want the clips, and then you can personalize the clips with inspirational messages. Plus, they now do screen printing through heat transfer process, faster, less expensive, higher quality. They're doing everything from the yard signs for our seniors. It is great work. Matt is over at Crown Ogden on Facebook, crownogden@gmail.com, or you can call Matt at 801-621-2055. That's 801-621-2055. Crown Ogden. Check it out. Matt will do everything for you. They do elite level work. Interior signage, by the way, for construction. He does it all. Give Matt a call. Started the business in 2004. Has built it up in 16 years to something terrific. 801-621-2055. It's Crown Ogden on Facebook. crownogden@gmail.com. We all know the date. May 29th, 1997. The Utah Jazz make it to the NBA Finals for the first time.
Doctor.
Russell, the Stockton, Stock for three, Stock, got it, unbelievable, John Stockton, John Stockton, it's over, the Jazz win it.
Utah goes to Chicago, Stockton hits the three, it's over, the Jazz are coming to Chicago, they've won the West.
The three different calls, Brent Musburger, the final one, Hot Rod Hundley, and the NBC call. Thanks to KSL Sports for putting that together. Let's run through some of the other memories and things courtesy of KSL Sports, NBA.com. There's some great ones out there. Let's go back and listen if we're going to remember this game. I think every Jazz fan knows it. Stockton hits the three. The Jazz go to the NBA Finals. Stockton has 15 in that fourth quarter. But let's go back to some of that and hear some of the interviews and other things after the game. Here's Jim Gray on NBC with Stockton, Malone, and Sloan.
Thank you very much, Greg. John Stockton, you guys, 15 points for you in the quarter. Tell us about that last shot that's sending you to the finals.
Who knows? I'm just glad it went in. It's very exciting.
You had that big run there at the end of the quarter. I believe it was 15-4. Did you guys at any point over there think, hey, we're headed toward game seven?
Not for sure. We knew we weren't out of it, and we knew our guys wouldn't give up. Nobody gave up, and all we had to do was get back in that ball game. They might tighten up a little bit, but I just feel so happy we got that done.
John, tell us, it's been a lifetime dream for you to get to the finals. Tell us about making this accomplishment now.
Absolutely. Nothing to say.
Can you beat Chicago?
We'll find out. Nobody thought that we could beat Houston.
Carl, a lifetime dream to get to the finals. You said you might cry if you made it. Are you almost there in tears?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, what we've been through as a team. Everybody stuck together and believed in each other, and it's just awesome. It's totally awesome.
How about that shot by John? Was that was diagram?
When it left his hand, it looked like it was good when it left. So I didn't know how to react because it looked good when it left. But yeah, I'm so proud of the guys. I really am. Everybody just hung in there. We got down.
And we said we wanted to win it here. And it make it that much sweeter to win here because they've knocked us out a couple of times. God, it's an awesome feeling.
Carl, congratulations. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Coach, was that just how you diagrammed it there?
Well, John made the shot. Everything looks good whenever they make the shot. It doesn't make any difference what you run.
At any point, you had said to your guys in your huddle, with about 3 minutes left, guys, I'm proud of the way that you competed. Whatever happens from here, did that loosen the group up?
I don't know if it did or not, but we seemed to continue to compete. We made a couple of stops, and I think that was an important thing. We just kept playing, and usually if you do that and don't lose your concentration, you have a chance.
You're a former Bull. In fact, when you walk in to the complex out in Deerfield, Illinois, there's a picture of you in a Bulls uniform that says, thanks for everything. Now you get the opportunity to go back against them. Your thoughts on playing the Bulls in the final?
Well, I haven't given much thought to that. I never thought we'd ever get there, but you know, it's been a long road to get back to that situation. But I've been fortunate. I've got great guys that work with us, and the coaching staff and our players have been great to work with.
Jerry, congratulations. We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Pretty interesting to hear those voices again. It's also funny if you go back, and this is Jazz Basketball 1 on YouTube is who posted this. There are some just incredible shots of a young Alema Harrington, a young Ron Boone, Greg Foster with Craig Bowler Jack afterwards. Here, let's hear some of those. They're fun.
Booner, great to make that call now, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I tell you, it's very exciting to watch it and see it going in and knowing that the time is running out on the clock and finally you're getting a chance to go to the NBA Finals. It was unbelievable.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. Greg Foster, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm doing everything I can to control my emotions right now, but it's been a roller coaster ride, to say the least, for me personally and for this team. You know, the monkey's off our back now. We need to go up there, and it's not over with.
They finally get their just due. They get a shot at Jordan and the Bulls.
That's right. You know, to hell with all the criticism, and hell with what everybody else says. You know, the guys are incredible. They come to work every day. No one deserves it more than them. We've all worked hard. We stuck together. And you know, great things are going
to
happen.
I kind of missed out. I wanted to be in the locker room. What's it been like? Because Malone said he wanted to win this series, walk off, but yet the emotion spilled over onto the floor. Stockton was mobbed. How did you guys react once the team was in the locker room?
It's pandemonium, baby. You got to love it. Like, how about you? Got to love it, baby. We're coming.
Greg Foster with the hot rod reference. Got to love that. And let's go to one more soundbite. This was John Stockton at the podium after the greatest win in franchise history in his career. Typical John.
And you win, and sometimes a hero is a guy who sets a screen or makes the pass or makes a defensive play, not necessarily the guy who makes the shot. With that in mind, there were five heroes at the end of that game. And
got there and lined up our play. Clyde took stock coming out, and I was able to get some pretty good meat on him or whatever. And he made a great shot. It's the kind of shot that we'll be riding for a long time.
He is correct. We will be rerunning it for a long time. In fact, here we are running it now. It's a fun day. I was there as well covering that game in the early starts of my career. It's amazing how many of us are kind of back still here in our great state doing all of it. That is our greatest games in Jazz history. Series will continue. That one tomorrow we'll do NBA Game 4 of the 97 Finals. The Stockton pass to Malone as the Jazz win that game in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. This is Locked On Jazz. Thanks very much to Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code Locked On. Get $10 off your first box. The At Locked On NBA was a last dance postgame show. Should be a lot of fun to grab that one. So why don't you right now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On NBA.